Next, Anita receives an urgent email from Vivek, a marketing user who is having trouble saving an email template in Salesforce. Anita has the option of logging in as Vivek to see exactly how Salesforce is behaving for him. Anita asks Vivek to grant login access to her from his personal setup menu. Only users themselves can grant login access to an administrator. However, administrators can log in as any user in their organization without asking end users to grant login access. They can activate this feature by enabling the "Administrators can log in as any user" permission on the Login Access Policies page. Now, Anita can navigate to her Manage User Setup menu or to Vivek's user record in Salesforce and log in as Vivek to troubleshoot his problem. She will need to log out as Vivek to see her own instance of Salesforce again when she is done. Anita's first step in setting up the new record access requirements is to configure Organization-Wide Defaults, or OWDs. Org-wide defaults allow you to set the baseline level of access to each object for all users in the organization. Using OWDs, you can restrict or completely open access to records across the organization. Next, Anita will use the role hierarchy to open up access to records at the role level for people who may have been denied access by the org-wide defaults. For example, since managers cannot, by default, access records owned by their employees, you would need to create a role hierarchy to change this. Once you create the role hierarchy, users in higher roles inherit the special ownership privileges on all records owned by users in roles below them. The next level of record access involves sharing rules, which are ways to automatically grant users access to objects when neither org-wide defaults nor the role hierarchy allows it. Ask yourself three questions to help you configure sharing rules. Which records need to be shared? Which users need access to these records? And what level of access do these users need? Lastly, record owners can use manual sharing to give read and edit permissions to users who would not have access to the record any other way. Now, let's watch Anita as she explores how AW Computing's record access is configured. She will make the necessary changes to meet the executive team's requests.